go, Jake. Do it. I love your intros.
Oh. Welcome back to Warped, the completely unnecessary Star Trek podcast where we do unasked for, what are they called? Like, where you watch along with something and then they comment and, like, there's something on the screen, but only for us and not for the listener at home.
Right, that's what we do.
It's like a commentary, basically.
There you go.
So what's happening now is we're commenting and watching along to Star Trek The Next Generation episodes. We are on episode 6 of season 6.
6-6.
That's 6-0-6. 6-0-6 if you're in the biz.
Sure.
Got to leave that digit for when you hit the double digit episode. Yeah. But we're watching True Q.
That's right.
It's we're in 1992 chronologically in the Star Trek verse.
That's true as well. Hey, what's your name?
My name is Jake.
I'm Sean.
Philippe.
Aaron. Hey.
Thank you.
That was an amazing intro.
Get back to it.
We are in 1992.
We're watching True Q, which means what?
It means Q's on it.
Q, the great John DeLancey is back.
Yeah. No, it's not a pool episode.
Is he more than a hairline? I think so.
Yeah.
But that hairline is iconic.
So what do we got?
It's in,
I don't see any time.
What was wrong with time in the last episode?
I missed the time.
What do we call it?
Timey-wimey. They were sucking the time out of people.
We got the timey-wimey going.
But
they were probing butts and sucking tuts.
Sucking butts. So
I got 45:36 on the clock. And I'm punching the triangle, or somebody's punching the triangle. In 3, 2, 1, punch.
Punch.
Nice.
I hope I don't see anybody in a pink onesie in this episode.
Yeah.
Along with the great John DeLancey.
That's right. He's in Philippe's favorite show of all time, right?
Yep.
Who? John DeLancey?
John DeLancey. It's in
Crossing DeLancey. Yeah.
What's your favorite
That's got to be his podcast if he has
Crossing
one.
DeLancey.
Breaking Bad. He's in Breaking Bad.
Oh, is he? Oh, that's right. He was like someone's father.
Jessica Jones's.
Kristen
he's
Ritter.
Like the
Kristen Ritter.
Oh my God! There's somebody in a pink onesie. Jesus.
Oh damn it! I don't think it's a onesie. She's
oh
got, like,
thank
a
God! Yeah,
it's a romper.
It's a romper.
It's a foursie.
Okay. Miss Olivia Dabo.
Oh yeah,
Dabo.
Dabo D.
Probably
Dabo
most people
Dabo
know
Dabo
her
D.
as the
older sister.
On Wonder Years.
She has a name.
Wow,
she's
been
a pretty extensive. She's also a Nepo baby.
Oh, really?
Yep.
From who? Sweet.
Her father was Manfred Mann. You know who Manfred Mann is?
Mr. Mann.
You know the song Blinded by the Light?
Yeah.
Rubbed up like by a douche.
Deuce.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it's Deuce, but
it's fun to say douche.
Douche.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Manfred Mann.
Except that.
Okay.
That's not an
Epo. I watched that whole show. I don't recognize her at all.
She's beautiful.
She's
so pretty.
I feel like I know her face from other things.
When did Wonder Years end? Is she still... Is it still on at this point in 92?
Might be.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Because it ended the year we graduated high school. Because we were...
2007.
We were the exact same age as... them the whole time.
Damn.
Because they graduated high school the same year we did.
Nice.
Just like...
Is she protesting the Vietnam War in this?
Of course.
Yeah.
And she's married to David Schwimmer.
Did she remember?
Well, she was on the Wonder Years.
Mm. Oh. Oh, I was like, what?
I'm pretty sure. Isn't that right? Didn't her character end up marrying David Schwimmer?
I've seen the last episode, but I don't remember. I don't
I'm
know.
I'm pretty sure that's right. Mm. See, this. The other thing I remember her from is Conan the Destroyer.
Oh.
She's the princess in Conan the Destroyer, who's protected by...
I know.
Who plays her guard? Do you remember?
Yeah, he's a basketball player.
Yep.
Wilt Chamberlain. That's right. Wilt Chamberlain has never protected
her. Oh, yes. She just generated puppies out of nothing.
So when did that come out?
So it's an interview.
When does Conan the Destroyer, the 80s?
Conan the Destroyer came out in 84.
Okay, so she was a child.
She was young.
Okay.
Yeah. Let's see. She would have been 15 when that movie came out.
Wow.
So she's been acting for a while.
No puppies.
Who's her mom? Because she is a good-looking person.
Her mom, I think, is also famous. Let's see if I can see what this tells me.
puppies. I've set you to oblivion.
She was a model named
A very
Maggie
symmetrical
London.
Face.
Yeah, wow. She's got like model features. So I was like,
That does it.
Her so what cousin is Miriam Dabo.
So, man, is that he a one-hit wonder, or did he do more than that?
You ever hear The Mighty Quinn? That's another one of his hits.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So Blinded by, they did a bunch of, because Blinded by the Light, you know, is a Springsteen song.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they did other, like, early Springsteen covers.
Oh, I see.
Their most famous, Man for Man and the Something Band, something like that. But the woman who plays Man-sized. The Bond girl in The Living Daylights is her cousin.
Oh.
They look exactly alike.
That's a good family
reunion. The name of her character on Wonder Years is still like trying to make its way through my brain.
Karen Arnold.
Karen.
Okay. Never
she
mind.
She was the original Karen.
Sorry.
It's okay. I don't think I would have guessed that.
The other,
because Winnie was in my head. And
right.
Winnie.
What's the brother's name?
I
Dwayne?
Don't remember.
No.
Wayne.
Anyway, I watched that
The reason
show
why out. I didn't want to do the IMDb game with her is these are her
Obscure.
Four.
Obscure.
Conan the Destroyer.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Point of No Return.
Oh, she's in that?
Yeah.
What's that one?
That's the American
version.
La Femme
Nikita.
With Bridget Fonda.
Oh, I saw that.
Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
Huh.
Apparently she is. And her character's name is Luminara Undle.
Mm.
Huh.
No
episode
idea.
Episode 9, what's that one?
That's like
the last one.
And then she does a voice performance in something called Justice League : Doom.
DC
animated things.
It's like, yeah, they're all
No way is anyone ever going to guess Justice League Doom.
I would never have guessed any of those movies.
She plays Star Sapphire.
Oh, cool.
In that.
Sure.
Which I'm guessing is a character that I'm unfamiliar with.
Yeah. Doom Patrol's the other show that character shows up in.
Isn't that also a Teen Titan character, or am I thinking something else?
Starfire?
Starfire is a Teen Titan. The last thing she was in was Paul T. Goldman.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
That's a weird one.
That's like kind of a pseudo
documentary
type thing. Yeah. Mm. That's her last credit. So she's still working.
Good for her.
Nice. Good for her.
I bet she's still hot.
Yeah.
I just have a feeling.
One can only hope.
Speaking of not still hot, no, just...
the other thing, I think this is the episode. This is the first episode where Gates gets her hair.
Her
She's not wearing a wig in this episode.
Oh, thank God.
And she won't.
Because that last episode, guys, that was a bad wig.
Was it?
That was on.
This is the real hair?
I think.
Yes.
I think the last episode she's like, this has got to stop.
Her hair looks great. Like, why did she just not do it before?
Let me see.
She's been growing it to spec up until now.
Yeah. She finally got it perfected.
She had a bob for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So originally the character's name was going to be Samantha as a Bewitched reference.
Samantha?
But they thought that was too on the nose.
This episode is based on a script by a 17-year-old.
Nice. That's right. They accepted spec scripts on Star Trek, which is always like something that...
So yes, Dr. Beverly Crusher debuts a new hairstyle here, which she keeps for the rest of the series. Gone is the long curly wig, replaced by actress Gates McFadden's own straight, shorter hair. The first time since season 3, when she hasn't worn a wig.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Jesus.
She see something fell. There's always shit falling.
This is the most.
This room is dangerous,
unsafe working.
I don't know why anyone would ever go into this room.
It's one of those
signs.
It's like this many days has gone by since the last accident.
Yeah, and it only needs to go up to 3 because that's the longest it's ever been.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody do anything. Doing cargo shit.
Yeah, Jesus Christ.
It's not worth it.
They don't have straps in the future. They can't secure something better. I mean,
you would think they'd be able to have, like, you know, fucking they can create force shields.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a force shield around the crate?
Oh,
around
my
these
God.
Bins?
Exactly.
Because force shields aren't free.
No, because Data is using it to teleport poop from his
they
abdomen.
They can create a force shield that can shut off the space.
Wait, yeah. Data uses the bathroom?
Yeah, he uses
well,
the bathroom.
Yeah, he has poop.
I know. We talk about this every Data other poop. Episode. Yeah. That's why I'm bringing it up.
Yeah. But that's the worst. It's the worst room. And I mean, the thing is, every week the ship is like rocking back and forth.
So the ship basically almost blows up.
Good thing she's there.
And she manages to...
Everybody would have been dead in the whole episode, except she like... Meh.
And then we're going to find out that the reason why the ship almost just blew up was because Q made it that way.
Yeah.
What a dick.
Yeah. Q. So cute.
Doesn't count.
We love to hate him.
Q and cute.
Did I read the... We didn't do the...
No, no we didn't,
specs.
Didn't
do it.
Sorry, got
we
caught
didn't,
up in...
We have no idea. We haven't committed to what we think this episode is.
So this is True Q, original air date, October 24th, 1992. When an honor student...
Troy's hair is still fucked up. Sorry.
...in the medical field is assigned to the Enterprise in an internship manner, she begins to demonstrate powers of the Q, prompting you-know-who to show up.
She's a budding Q.
There he is.
What do you think the IMDb rating of this episode is, Aaron?
9.
Everything you do, yeah.
All right.
You have to add a...
May?
Well, it had puppies in the beginning, so I'm going to say 7.7.
All right.
8.7.
Philippe?
8.9.
Everyone is over at 7.4.
Oh, I just figured his Q was a boost.
I know.
This is a better episode than the last one, but somehow the nerds think it's less good.
What?
So that just shows
how bad
the nerds are.
It's got Dabo in it.
Everything is awful in the world.
I mean, come on. It's a Q episode.
No.
I can't stop.
Uma, Dabo.
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 Oprah.
Uma.
Popo. Popo Dibu True Dabo.
True Q, baby, I love you.
Yeah.
What is that?
No. Dabu dee, dabu da, dabu dee.
You say Vijer, I say Vijer.
Oh my God, who's that behind Jordy with that fucking awful hair?
I know.
She's got weird. She like started wearing super dark eyeliner too. Don't her eyes look sunken?
Does everything? Like, she looks so off.
It's just weird. Everything about her looks.
She
weird.
Just looks like she did like ran a you know an aerobics
she's
class.
Taking
she's
taking some chances, but let's just acknowledge that besides these last two episodes.
No, yeah, she's
she
gone.
Is like.
Oh, I yeah. No,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Never a misstep.
Got to mix it up a bit.
Yeah.
You know, Felicity had that season. Where she cut her hair.
That
so.
Gross Mexican golem. I have no like. I'm not no legs to stand on.
Sure,
but
I mean,
she's but
she's beautiful for TV.
I blame whoever's fixing her hair though.
Super beautiful.
I feel like she's like doing like. I think. I feel like she's doing it on her own. I think she likes it, but so
I'm not even TV
I
ugly.
I think they
I'm
go to a chair
ugly.
And someone does it for them.
I'm
yeah.
ugly for like 50, the 50s TV.
I'm too ugly for radio.
I don't know. Ernest Borgnine came out of the 50s. I think you could exist in that space.
No, I'm saying they put...
Oh,
they put ugly people.
Ugly
that's what
people.
I'm saying.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm saying they actually put ugly people on
back
TV.
In the day.
So I couldn't
sure.
even be ugly. I couldn't even be ugly for ugly TV in the 50s.
Right.
When they had real ugly people. Now it's like a supermodel with a pimple. Oh, uggo.
Yeah, they have their hair in a ponytail and glasses.
Yeah.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Gross. They're wearing like a hoodie and they're like.
Yeah, most network TV shows are like too distracting that way. Like Chicago, whatever. All the Chicago ones, all those.
Sure,
like,
they're just all super hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's unrealistic.
Yes.
No one's that attractive in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean,
that's true.
Chicago is
that
a
pizza.
Bunch of,
I
Chicago's
mean,
a bunch of fat people. I mean, they're all, it's cold and there's lots of good food.
Yeah, exactly. Right? That you can't
winter
eat that
food.
Pizza without.
Yeah,
like,
come,
yeah.
on, come on.
There's like three different kinds of popcorn.
Sausages there and stuff.
They
like
put tomato
Chicago.
On their hot dogs.
Come on.
There's a lot going on.
Yeah. There's a lot wrong with Chicago, but there's a lot right. But there's a lot wrong. I'm just kidding.
I think you need to be there in the cold.
I love Chicago. I just want to say that. But
I've never really been to Chicago.
It's worth checking out.
I stayed there overnight at the hotel next to the airport.
That's the
extent of my Chicago.
It's a
get on
downtown.
The river. Check out the buildings.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
I
want to
do like a. We're doing a Northern California loop this to check out colleges. For spring break.
Nice.
Poor John Henry has to get dragged along. But
hey,
find,
he might learn some stuff too.
He's gonna go to college.
I got dragged along to my. Sure. Sibling stuff. It was eye-opening for me. And they were considerably older.
Sure. So it should be fun. But
yeah.
We like to do our little road trips.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Oh, there it is.
I like it. So grabby.
Not cool, Q.
No.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's the 23rd century. Get with the times, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
But there's no straps.
Yeah.
No, it's a strapless. I mean, it's the same. They don't have seatbelts, right? I mean,
there's no strap.
They're past it.
Yeah.
We
except
don't believe in strapping anything.
Except when it
down.
Needs to move the plot.
It's not like the ship ever like rocks from side to side.
No, of course not.
Never.
Why would you strap things down?
Yeah. There's no acceleration in there.
So. Obviously, she's kind of a crazy Q lady. Mm-hmm. Not cool, dude.
Dude. He's like looking inside
Why
her.
Is
like
he looking up her nose.
Yeah.
He's like, it's so symmetrical.
That's where all the good Q juice is.
Yeah.
Is that where the magic comes from?
From the nose. Yeah. It's all in the nose.
Just like, well, just Samantha. Like Bewitched.
Yeah. Do, 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 do. Twinkle, twinkle, twinkle.
Crinkle, crinkle, crinkle sound of the nose.
Yeah. Oh.
Touch me again, job. Bitch.
I like that. She just Mr. Miyagi'd like him.
Oh. He's not happy about it.
He's so flamboyant.
I know. He's all flustered.
He's so good.
Fish.
The fish is there.
Yay. He's
spread out.
He's really fanned
out.
His
fins out in his glory.
Fins out. He's like, I'm in a scene with the Lancey. I gotta
gotta perf myself up if
I gotta
stand out. And this guy chewing the scenery.
Exactly.
Here. Jesus Christ! Come on, that's what soap opera actors do. They're always good at chewing scenery.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You gotta like make the most of it. Your mundane lines, but you gotta like chew it.
Well, it's not like they take a lot of time to like work on character stuff.
Exactly.
So it's just. Broad as possible.
Yeah.
That's your direction, buddy. So now it's just about what's this girl going to do?
She looks like she did her hair with one of those 90s late at night things that you would like twist your hair with, you would see at night. Remember those things?
Sure.
Yeah.
Where you like twist it up and then clip it down.
Yeah, it was like a little plasticky thing that would like help you twist and it would help you with do it. She looks like she's using it. It's working.
Well, it's the future.
It is the future.
Hair is always in a weird bun in the future. Unless you're Gates.
Yeah.
Gates always get to wear her hair down.
Mm-hmm. Let your hair down, Gates. She's kind of got weird earlobes. I'm just going to say it now that I'm seeing them.
Well, she's British.
So, you
know. She is?
She is.
Dang, I was
what?
Not expecting
She was doing
that.
An American accent?
Although she, yeah.
Wait, are those alien heirlobes or those are her natural?
No, she's, she's supposed to be human on the show, so I don't think they,
Leave
I think those are just her
on.
Normal
I'm not
earlobes.
Saying that they're just, they're more.
They are weird looking, though. You're not wrong.
No.
Now that
Especially
I've seen them.
Found, you're just like picking apart the gorgeous woman.
Yeah. That's
well,
right.
That's what we do.
Yeah,
we're men. We have to neg them.
As a terror,
they'll never like us.
Yeah, and now we have to neg them.
It looks good in profile, though.
Yeah, in profile, she's all.
Uh oh. It's some weird shadows talking to you.
Oh my god.
Uh oh.
Is this the continuum?
So Q basically is here
to see
if she is a Q. Basically give her the option of
joining
the continuum or dying.
What? That's not a choice.
Oh, he's being considerate.
Nice.
He rung the bell.
So I guess you only have two choices. Can you join the...
not understand space. Yeah. It's right in people's faces. Yeah. So you're not a fan of her outfit, Philippe?
I mean, it's like she's got two things. I don't know. It's weird. It's a little bit weird to me. But, I mean, I actually like it. I was just joking because I saw her pink thing in a thumbnail, and I was like, if anybody has a goddamn pink onesie on, I'm going to flip out. But, you know.
You're omnipotent.
Yeah. How would you come into being a Q? Do they talk about that?
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to know, essentially her parents left the continuum. They were both Q. Left the continuum and chose to live as humans on Earth. And then they had a
and
baby.
Not those guys that have the harmonicas with the...
Right.
Okay, interesting.
And so they basically were living, they had a baby, and they raised her as a human. They never told her they were Q, but now her Q powers are starting to show up. So then the continuum's like, you need to come be with us, because otherwise you're very dangerous out there in the world.
But, like, your parents are already out there.
Well, her parents are dead.
Okay. Because the Q
parents died.
Because the Q killed them.
Yeah.
They died. We had a visitor there in the studio.
Yeah.
They died in a tornado.
Sorry. I mean, of course.
Huh?
In Kansas.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow.
I mean, sorry. So that's she's not Dorothy. Funny, actually.
But just... So it's sort of a Wizard of Oz type of thing.
I see.
He's all up in her earlobe.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Plenty of room.
He's like, I like your misshapen earlobes, baby.
He could chew on different parts. There's enough room for four or five people.
Good. Shivers. It's giving me the shivers.
She gave her the shiver shakes. She's learning about her parents.
She's remembering her parents from when she was a baby.
It's very stock photo-ish.
Yeah.
Stock photo feature.
She just found a hologram from the Rite Aid down the corner.
It's Getty Images.
Oh, you haven't taken this out of the hologram? This is the one that came right, exactly. from the store?
Yeah, exactly.
Sure. They look so happy, so.
Is she wearing a uniform? Is there a reason she's wearing it every day, or what?
I don't think so. She's just like, she's there as, she's like a college student.
Oh.
So I don't think she's part of Starfleet. So I don't know why she never changes her clothes.
Okay.
Other than she's a weirdo.
Mm-hmm. She's a door-to-door Pepto-Bismol salesman.
Yeah.
She's like, I only wear one outfit every day. Like a good human does.
She's like pretending.
She's like Albert Einstein, you know? He always wore the same suit every day, so he didn't have to
use
brain energy on it.
Yeah. She's the same way. I got it.
She's just like Albert Einstein.
It's just like Albert Einstein.
He was also a Q, you know.
Sure.
I mean, that makes sense.
Yeah, well, you know.
He had similar earlobes, too.
Yep.
He liked to have fun.
Mm-hmm. He could have told us so much more, but he's like, I'll just give him relativity and the photoelectric effect, and I think that's good enough.
I'm just going to give them things they'll never understand. That's the kind of shit Q would do, you know?
Yeah.
Here's some formulas that you can't solve, but trust me, they're true.
I'm now looking at everybody's earlobes. Now all earlobes seem weird to me.
See, they don't look as weird in this shot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She clearly has
piercings.
Multiple piercings that have been removed.
Yeah.
Earlobes are
there's
just
no
earlobes are unique. I mean, I'm
they're
just
like the fingerprints of the head.
Yeah, I'm growing to love them.
There's no two that are exactly alike. You know?
I know. As a earlobes
like exactly the same on each ear on a human? Do we know that, or each seems one a little unlikely. Bit different?
They're similar, but I don't know. Hers are unique. I'm like now strangely drawn to them. They now are elevating her. Because mm-hmm. I'm bored of Beverly's earlobes now. Like they're so conventional. They're so like yeah.
Well, I've hers seen... doesn't connect. Like that's the thing about Dabo Dabo.
Yeah.
Her earlobes connect to her face. Yeah. She doesn't have anything hanging.
She doesn't have hanging lobes, which I like a hanging lobe, but this is.
Well, who doesn't like a hanging lobe?
But I'm thinking about your connect, but they also.
I have Dabos.
No, you got both. You got a little bit of a dangle.
Just like Philippe.
Mm-hmm. What's happening over here?
A little bit of a dangle.
Yeah, you got a little bit of a dangle. It's perfect and cute. I mean, hers are.
I don't
like,
pay attention to my ears.
Hers are thick. Double C.
Now he's harassing her at her work. This guy really needs to understand.
He doesn't have boundaries.
Boundaries.
He hasn't done the training what video yet in his defense.
What would you do if you had Q powers? Like, during, like, I mean, like, not just, like, what would the boring, normal, like, weird stuff you would do with your Q powers that would just, like, you know, weird teleportations, mild harassments, what kind of...
You know those lazy rivers where you're, like, on a inner tube.
I do
just
know
floating down, but instead of water, mac and cheese.
Nice. I like that.
That's stop one.
Floating through.
You would make it flow even though it doesn't.
River
yeah.
Of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
It'd be flowing.
That seems too viscous.
Is the goal to be able to like reach out and just have a handful of mac and cheese at any time, or is it just the sensation of being in mac and cheese?
Or just dipping your feet.
Just dipping your feet and letting the noodles go between the toesies.
And hearing the sound.
So yeah.
As you squish
it's
by.
It's squelching. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's the a heavy, squelching sound.
Heavy squelching.
Yeah. Ooh. This has been Mac and Cheese Hour, presented by Kraft.
What would you do, Philippe? You asked the question.
I'd like this guy.
Oh my god. You guys,
I would make that guy indifferent. That's what the first thing I
TMR.
Yeah.
Too many ridges.
Yeah.
He's got four nostrils. That's one too many.
That's one too many. Three nostrils.
He's oxygenated as hell.
Well, three makes more sense, you know.
Does it?
if you're a trigon.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're like, everything else has bilateral symmetry, but you know.
Well, it
three.
Doesn't have bilateral symmetry.
Well, he does. I'm just saying, inside. If he had three, you say that makes more sense.
Well, no, you could have one in the middle that's split down the center. Yeah,
like a whale, cool. Right?
Three nostrils, exactly. Three boobs. Perfect. Right. Nature intended.
Perfectly symmetrical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
The three-breasted prostitute from what was it, Eroticon? Wasn't that Hitchhiker's Guy?
Yeah. She's also makes an appearance in
Total Recall.
Total
sure.
Recall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Which came first, Total Recall? Or Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy?
Ooh, good question. So the original Hitchhiker's is from...
I mean, I'm sure Hitchhiker's Guide came out before the movie did. But the book is...
No.
The movie's based on a book.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly, well...
That book would have come out before Hitchhiker's Guide, you would think.
60s, maybe?
Yeah, because it's Dick.
Yeah.
I don't know that he wrote much past the 60s. Maybe. I don't know.
I don't think so.
Can Crusher not see him?
No, she can.
Just try not to make eye contact.
Yeah, exactly.
So she's figuring out that they sped everything up in the experiment so that they could get done faster.
Mm.
But it screwed up the data because they didn't take the time.
Mm.
And Q's like... You're a dumbass human.
You don't know how to do it. Q style, continuum.
Yes.
I don't know why she thinks she needs to do that thing with
her
hands.
She's new.
I like it. It's her, like, it's her nose wrinkle.
Q doesn't do anything like that when he does things.
Sometimes he does a theatrical sort of flamenco move.
Well, he'll snap. He's like Thanos.
Yeah. He was Thanos before Thanos.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a...
Is it me or is Data's hair higher?
He's got more of a bouffant today.
I don't know, but his earlobes, oh my God.
I know.
I didn't notice his earlobes. Are they good?
And now her ears are completely different again.
Yeah.
Completely different than the same.
I think it depends on how you shoot her.
Yeah.
Maybe she zhushed up her earlobes for a couple of the scenes. Yeah.
So let's admire Delancey's earlobes because they are good.
Delancey's, he's got some nice lobes there.
Yeah. They're sort of normal. I mean, they're just tight and perfect.
You got a big cup.
Yeah.
So now he's gonna chase. She's gonna chase.
He's
him
like,
around.
Follow me to the most dangerous room in this. In the front of the
buckets. He was pretending to be a bucket. Hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
As a bucket.
This is how you test the cue. I love it. It's like I'm gonna be. I'm a dilithium crystal. It's like Blue's Clues.
Like, damn, girl, what are you doing here?
Yeah, damn. Oh, look, he's in the engine. I love how she does that, though. Come on.
This is a great flair.
I like that guy. Oh, I can be on the thing with a little bit of a screen halo around me. It's cool.
What if the... Why is... I know it's the right side up, but... That's, back in her ear.
Mm-hmm. Right behind you. Come on, dude.
Yeah, he's...
It's just Q being Q, you guys.
Yeah, that's exactly. Just,
you know, it's meant to be unnerving.
Yeah.
It's true.
She's going to be harassing people just like this in a few years.
Right,
when she gets all cute.
Oh, it's not going to take long. Trust me.
Yeah.
She's going to do some harassing of her own in a minute here.
Yeah, because she can do whatever she wants, Q style.
Yep. Because she's got a boner for somebody.
The dog version of Beverly?
You got it. See, that, well, look at...
No, I just don't... At, no.
No. Poor Deanna.
I don't know what you're doing there.
I just don't like the shape it makes. For
Marina, me. It's not...
Yeah.
I don't know whose decision this
just
was.
Normally, you don't want a giant mushroom around your head.
Yeah. I just,
it makes her eyebrows look all weird. Like, it just everything about it is not right.
She looks frazzled.
Yeah.
Oh,
is she about to be a Riker striker?
She's got a thing for the Riker.
I mean, that was my only guess, because that's the only correct answer.
Oh, here we go, everyone, drink. Riker maneuver.
Yeah, the Riker maneuver.
Delicious.
Wow. She's got fancy. She's got fancier hair than anybody else, too.
Uh-oh.
She doesn't ignore them. She ignores the mortals now.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
She's going to do some harassing of her own.
I like this. Yeah. I mean,
I want a hat like that.
Yeah.
So I think so. My kid's school is having a gala.
Okay.
And so it's not black tie officially, but you know, I think some people will be. So I'm going to rent the tux. And I'm debating whether or not I want to go sort of a little more or something like that. just
go
people.
Full Dickens,
a little more Wonka.
Do like from my wedding, you know?
Yeah.
Fucking tail. And
do it.
Top hat. I think I might do something like that. I like the cravat he's got.
Is he like, you're too young and
he's
you're
like,
cute?
That's not
he's
cool,
it's
dude.
It's not content.
I didn't, you know, you can't make people...
Yeah.
Want to bone you, girl.
But she's like, I can actually with this power I have. It's godlike.
She should just make a duplicate me then and go off with it then. Because I'd never know. So
and she changed her hair when she bounced over here.
Yeah.
She had a vision.
But yet she doesn't keep that hair. She changes it back when she goes back.
Wow.
It fit the dress.
Yeah. She's... Can't make somebody love you? Can't I?
Oh.
Not
cool.
Yeah.
Bad juju, Dabo. I don't like it. Mm. Oh, getting that Riker mustache tickles.
Feel a caterpillar crawling up my neck.
You can't cut in line for the mustache ride.
I know.
There's a line, lady. Get in the back, and I'm like 374,000, and I ain't waiting one person longer. You got Q powers.
No, jump in the mustache ride.
Yeah. Yeah.
Line jumping will not be allowed.
No, come on.
If I had Q powers, I would do like Cartman in South Park and create a theme park that only I go to.
Sounds fun.
So I never have to wait in line.
Line suck.
Maybe I'll let you come.
But
as long as I don't have to wait behind you.
But the moment you have to wait.
You're up.
Yep. Your own private Casa Bonita. Love it.
So now Picard is, while this is all going on, Picard has been investigating what happened with her parents. And they found out that she died from a tornado, which doesn't exist on Earth anymore.
Yeah,
because so they have weather
control,
and it was localized basically to their house.
Oh, so they killed them.
Just basically.
Ah, so she's Lizzie Borden.
Q killed them. The Continuum killed their parents.
Yeah.
See, it started and then disappeared. Destroyed their house and nothing else.
Yeah, happens. Oh, man. Oh, look at the fish.
That fish is amazing.
Yeah.
Sure, they were executed.
Yeah.
They were.
Well, then what are you going to do about
like
it?
Yes.
Yeah.
She has a right to know, man. Part of the Q rules. Yeah. They're like mermaid rules. There's a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Always maintains seashell etiquette.
Yeah, exactly.
We were at this store that just had a bunch of that like beach crap in it. Yeah. It was a post office store, but it had a lot of decor.
Yeah.
And it had a whole section, and we were waiting for passport photos, and we read all the mermaid rules.
They were extensive.
There were a lot of mermaid rules.
There was a lot of different posters and a lot of different rules.
About
and so,
what it's...
Wait,
it's like those signs that are like live, laugh, love, but it's like drink like a fish.
Yeah. Never this, that. But it was actually like, it actually kind of got cumbersome. There was like 10 or 11 rules to being a mermaid. And I was like, it's like the first one's fun, but the
rest.
So
now I threaten him with a mermaid themed birthday party and mermaid rules.
All the mermaid rules.
No noise after 10:30 on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah.
There's, it starts getting like that.
Yeah. It's there's like statutes and like, yeah.
There's sub rules. Would you guys ever want to be part of a continuum? Does that sound good? Or
I mean,
gotta be part
my
of something,
follow-up
right?
Question would be, what's a continuum?
Yeah.
I think this podcast is a continuum.
I think it is.
It has gone on forever. We are sort of on.
It's like schism.
Yeah, right.
Schisms. Schisms. It's like the movie Chisholm. But
it's like what Riker does in his holodeck corner.
Yeah. It's schisms. It's a continuum.
Skeet, skeet, skeet.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Not this guy again. That's okay, because he's going to smug
his... He
looks
better in real life than on that screen.
I don't want to see him right from the front, like,
yeah,
super
size. Yeah, from the side is okay.
There's also this weird, like, environmental storyline. So this guy's planet that they're at basically, like, destroyed their environment.
Oh, let me guess. He's having trouble breathing.
That's his inhaler.
So they, like,
but he's a vapor.
Basically,
so a vape.
They use
like a ray vapor
to keep it so that they could live there still. But the machines are starting to die, and it might blow up the planet or something.
Oh my God! She changed.
She's got a new dress on.
It's the exact same thing. And it's in a color
goldish.
Yeah, because she's like Einstein.
Yeah,
that's right. She likes the. I'll wear a bodysuit with a dress over the top of it.
Yeah. Just like Einstein. Just like Einstein.
Yeah.
He would wear some really form-hugging thing and then put his suit on.
But
it.
This one's got pleats at the back.
Yeah.
The other one didn't.
Never mind. It's completely different.
Yeah. She calls it completely different. That's what she calls it. Because of the pleats.
Wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're going to use that one at the Chuckle Hut next week.
They call me Chomp My Bits at the Chuckle Hut. It's the world's dumbest line I've ever spoken. But I like it. I like it.
It
I approve
works.
Of myself. Why does she have pleats underneath her breasts?
Well, wouldn't you want pleats underneath your breasts if you had them?
If I had them. I don't know what I'd want. I guess if I was a Q, I'd find out.
Yeah. Fashion show. That's my first Q. Mm-hmm. Q activity.
You do. I want to do a montage, a musical montage, like in a movie where I'm getting a thing.
Push it to the limit.
Yeah.
Well, this is some good Picard acting.
Speechifying.
Mm-hmm.
He's laying into him, telling him, you're not moral.
Yeah.
You act all moral, but you put us on trial, and you're a bunch of assholes who do whatever the hell you want.
You're not brave.
You allow Corbin Burnson to live amongst your ranks.
Ooh, that's right.
People are brave.
I would like a Picard bowling ball. His head in a bowling ball, and he can hear me.
He's got good earlobes.
Yeah, he's got. I mean, his head is perfection.
Well, yeah.
The Q can't even create anything as good as that.
Oh, Q.
He's calling out the
Don't
speeches.
Talk. Shit about Picard's speeches.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're not worthy.
You know that one of the Continuum who went on to be a video game star, like, really ruined it for all the other who want to leave. And that's why, since Q-bert, they've never allowed anyone to leave the community.
That happened.
And his punishment is he has to bounce around on three-dimensional blocks for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
That's why.
I thought they kicked him out because of all the swearing.
Yeah, he does swear in multiple dimensions. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet her and Q-bert get together.
A good idea for a game. Q-bert.
I mean, I think the Q, it's the only game put out by the Continuum, and they've never made one since.
Well, you got to go with that, I guess.
Yeah.
Like, it was quite an interesting concept to have, like, three-dimensional blocks in a two-dimensional medium.
It's kind of like... It's really kind of frustrating to play Q-bert because you're like, wait, I think I'm pushing in the right direction.
Right.
And then you fall
then
off
then
the
edge. Fly off the side.
You're like, wait a second. Where do they want me to go? And that's what it feels like to be a Q all the time.
Oh. Something bad's happening on the planet.
Is it just finally giving up the ghost?
Yeah. They're going to blow up. So did you see what they basically are doing? They gave her a choice. She can either join the Q continuum or live out
her life as
a human, but she can't use her powers.
She can't use them or they
no.
take them away?
They can't take them away, but she wouldn't be. She's not allowed to use them.
Yeah. God. The Q can enforce rules like that, the continuum.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
But there's a planet in peril. And she's too good of a person
to just let them
not
all.
To fix it.
I'm just making their environment. I'm just like, I just gave them an
just
owl.
Just made
her
it look like
planet.
Earth.
They're just like, oh, you ruined your like entire environment. no need to learn a lesson.
Right.
Here, I'll fix it for you.
Well, I think the reason they have a hard time breathing, they got too many nostrils on that planet.
Well, Jesus, you would think they would be all about the fresh air.
Yeah, see, he told her, you just can't, because she had said, okay, fine, then I'll just be human, and then.
Yeah. It's just like Samantha with Darren. He's always like, well, she always tried to do things like, by like the human way. And then she burned the pot roast, and she was like,
digga.
And then, it, yeah, I like your version of it. It's like the,
you're all giggity giggity. Over
he's like, you know, some like folk lore in Africa, and digga.
Tinga.
Yeah, it's like the tinga tinga.
Tinga tales.
Yeah, I love those. Anyway,
the best.
You're highly influenced by your
big
jokes.
Big head, bold brain.
Love those.
That's what Elephant would say all the time. For some reason, he spoke in a deep Cockney accent, even though he's from Africa.
It's a lot of colonialism over there.
That's true.
Yeah. They really, really had the subtext in those shows.
The Pax Britannica.
This show has been going on for a bit.
Yeah.
It's almost over.
I need she's some timey-wimeys to get through it.
She's decided to join the queue. So she's going to go be with Q.
Yeah.
And then she's going to start...
Is this creepy? This is a creepy release.
Harassing and...
Humans.
Not understanding spaces. And
she toys with another...
She finds another race. Like, humans are Qs.
Right.
She has to go.
So stay away from the humans. Yeah. You go after the.
Yeah. What would be a great race to like?
I mean, Klingons. If you just really toy with them real hard,
they're so easy to toy with, though. In a way,
yeah, we get boring after a while. They're just so easy. To... I always love the great. Eat any good books lately, Worf? It's a great cue line.
Damn. Sick burn.
Burn. So that was it.
Win any beauty pageants there, Borf?
True Q, I love you.
Yeah.
How many more Qs do we get?
I think there's one every season, so one more.
Nice.
So you're telling me there's a season 7?
There's a season 7.
Got it.
He's, I mean, the last episode is a Q episode. The series finale is a Q episode.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if there's any more than that.
Wow, guys, we made it through.
Say that next week, Star Trek babies.
We've talked about it
for years. We're finally there.
Yeah.
Well, what the hell movie was that about? Why are nuns always creepy in movies these days? What did we decide to?
I think it started with The Exorcist. It's just that Catholic. Whole thing.
Yeah.
Why do we look at him like that and not think of him like Sister Act?
Mm-hmm. Or well, the Flying Nun.
I would rather think of nuns as the Sister Act.
Yeah.
Yeah, or, you know, like Sound of Music, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, taking like the spark plugs out of Nazi cars and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, does that happen in
Sound of Music?
Sound of Music, yeah. When they're running away?
Yeah.
And the nuns do that?
They have, like, I have a confession, and then it's like, she's got,
she's holding them, that's right.
That's good.
I forget, like, the second half of that movie.
Oh, yeah.
It goes downhill.
It's the first part is so iconic, with them singing with the kids. Yeah. Like, I remember, once they start running away from the Nazis, that movie gets weird.
Yeah.
Because there's a whole scene where they're hiding in the cemetery behind the fucking tombstone. Mm-hmm. Like, what the hell is going on?
Yeah.
They got the So Long Farewell song. That's a capper.
I mean, come on. The songs in that are pretty fucking perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's amazing. It's a great, amazing.
Let's watch it.
Let's watch it.
Right now.
I love the first half.
No, because it always would come on at the holidays, and that's exactly what would happen. You get into it, and then, like, about 90 minutes in, you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Time for a break.
When they start falling in love.
Things are getting real.
Once he sings Edelweiss the show, it's like, eh.
Then you have to,
Never mind, I'm out.
I can come back for, the last five.
I don't
think
Christopher Plummer was into it.
Yeah, he was just so not into it.
from what I...
Was he not a fan of that movie, or not a fan of the song Edelweiss?
I think it just kind of put him in a box for a while. Maybe he didn't like that part of it.
Sure.
Because didn't he have sort of a second win? He was in something that he got an Oscar nomination like in the last five, ten years.
Beginners, we won.
Beginners.
Yeah.
For what?
Beginners.
So, there was kind of retrospective interviewing going on at that time. And he's like a widower
who realizes he's gay and comes out.
Mm-hmm.
Ewan McGregor plays his son.
He is married to someone famous. Who's he married to, May? Is it Julie Christie? Who's he married to?
Let's see.
If anybody out there in podcast land knows who married Christopher Plummer, you can email us at warpedthepodcast@gmail.com.
Yeah. The first one gets a big old personalized message from Sean.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to do like wait, don't help me, and I'll do a voicemail for you.
Yep. It's going to be, welcome to your answering machine, whoever you are. The completely unnecessary.
Tammy Grimes, then Patricia Lewis, then Elaine Taylor.
So
was it Patricia?
Elaine Taylor? Former actress, leading lady in comedy films.
Ring a bell to me.
Wow.
He just passed away recently, right?
Yeah, 2021.
Yeah. We drink to you, Christopher Plummer.
Yeah.
Yep.
You played the priest in that weird Dragnet movie from the 80s. Good on
you.
Yeah. I could never get through that
movie. Who was married to Patricia Neal?
Who's that?
Sorry. I digress. Let's wrap this up.
Wrap it up, Jake.
Thank you for watching Warped. And thank you for listening to it even more.
Watching Warped?
Sure.
I was watching it. I don't know what you were doing. You can find us at Instagram at Warped the Podcast. You can find us on Twitter/X at Warped Truck. You can vote for us in the next election at Apple Podcasts. On the ballot, please select 5 stars. There is a write-in entry. That's very important to do.
We're running for comptroller.
That's right.
The great city of Del Air.
That's right. That's right. And we're on Patreon at patreon.com/warped.
Damn straight we are.
Woo! We're owning it.
Now and forever.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. Zim, zim, zaboop.
Become a patron now and we will. It'll help us in our effort.
Do it.
To get to Deep Space Nine.
Do it for Chris Plummer.
We're so close, guys. 4 Next Generation episodes, and then
do it for Cole.
And another Star Trek episode in the middle.
Do it for Cole Meany, who really gets a chance to shine.
Maybe it's 5. I'm not sure. Close though. We're close. Very close.
You're closer than we've ever been.
All of my friends.
You're all closer than we've ever been. So.
You get to meet Captain Sisko, Quark, and Odo.
Why did Star Trek win a...
Dr. Bashir.
That's right. Dax.
Dax.
Yeah.
Of course, we get the...
Jake Sisko.
Yes, good old Jake Nog. Everyone's favorite Ferengi Nog.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Always a delight.
Nog's dad, Rom. Love Rom.
Yeah.
The best character ever, Morn.
Okay. This is happening right now.
You're really scaring Aaron here.
Oh, you're going to love
Morn. Creepier than a nun right now.
You're going to love Morn, Aaron, I promise you.
What is going on? Look at the text behind Data's head in this snapshot.
Yeah, it's like Russian or something.
Nun Kabak.
Cyrillic.
Jesus. What language are they speaking?
All right.
All right.
Until next week, my name is Sean.
I'm Jake.
Philippe.
Aaron.
Hey.
Peace out, bitches.
Boy.
Patricia Neal was married to Roald Dahl.
Oh, that's what I remembered. And I kind of put Christopher Plummer and Roald Dahl together in my head. I don't know why.